From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Hello, hello. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, and today, we're the island of rejected cartoons. We'll explain in a little bit. I'm Rachel Martin, in for Allison Stewart today.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It's December 7th, and if you're, you know, under 40, you may not initially hear that and think Pearl Harbor, but it is, in fact, the 66th anniversary today of the attack on Pearl Harbor.
And every year when Pearl Harbor Day rolls around, I think of my grandpa, as many people who are my age may have had grandparents who were in that war. And he was actually on his way to Pearl Harbor before the attack happened. So
he was going to be stationed there?
He was going to be stationed there. He was on his way from San Francisco, Angel Island, he was stationed. And he was on this boat. And, you know, years ago, my mom and I found this big trunk in the attic. It sounds like something out of an after-school special, but it really was. We found this trunk in the attic, and his Navy uniform was there. And he had written these handwritten letters to my grandmother, who was his girlfriend at the time. And they had blocked out, the military had kind of, not white out, but
redacted.
They covered, exactly. They'd redacted all these key parts of his letter when he was saying where he was going. And it was a big deal to see that. The war seemed so far away, and we were so young. I mean, not alive. And this was just...
Thank God he, by the way, didn't get there.
I know.
There would be no Rachel Martin, maybe.
It's true. It's
and
true.
And then we
the
would have no Bryant Park Project today. coming up, by the way, we do have a story that I did a couple years ago from Pearl Harbor about a guy there who has dedicated his entire life to trying to right what he sees as a wrong.
Yeah.
It's an interesting story, I'd like to say. Coming up also on the Bryant Park Project, we're going to get an update from Jill Homer. She's that gal up in Alaska who's training for the Iditarod, the dog sled race, but she's going to do it on her mountain bike. Maybe.
Jeez,
there's
a
photo of her on the website where she looks like she's crying tears of ice.
Oh, gosh. Plus, Mitt Romney gave his big religion speech yesterday. Romney is a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints, and it's been a bit of a political liability for him. What is it about the Mormon faith that causes such visceral reactions in some people? We're going to delve further into that conversation.
And NPR's Bob Mondello with reviews of some films you want to see and maybe some you don't want to see. Also, Laura Conaway with today's headlines in just a moment. First, though, here's the BPP's big story.
The CIA disclosed yesterday that it destroyed videotapes showing the use of its secret interrogation methods on two senior al-Qaeda captives back in 2002.
The CIA's announcement came after the New York Times gave the agency a heads up that it would run the story today about those tapes and that the CIA destroyed them back in 2005. New York Times reporter Mark Mazzetti spoke yesterday to NPR.
We've been working on the story for about a month, and we told them last night we were running the story Friday, and they decided to put out the statement today.
CIA Director Michael Hayden released the statement to agency employees saying the tapes were destroyed because they, quote, posed a serious security risk, end quote, to CIA operatives involved in the program. Hayden said the risk to them and their families would come from al-Qaeda.
Quoting current and former government officials, the New York Times says the CIA was attempting to destroy evidence that could have brought legal scrutiny on its agents for using torture methods like the now infamous waterboarding, which an email circulated to NPR that we now officially are supposed to refer to it as controlled drowning. It's a little bit more evocative than waterboarding. It's not clear, by the way, whether the tapes actually show that practice. Here's Mark Mazzetti again on NPR.
We know that the tapes show harsh interrogation tactics, what the CIA calls enhanced interrogation tactics. We are still pinning down whether there was actually waterboarding. We have some sources who tell us yes.
In his statement, CIA Director Hayden said the agency told leaders of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees in advance that the tapes were going to be destroyed.
But Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Jay Rockefeller told the Washington Post that they didn't learn of the tapes' destruction until November 2006, a year after the fact.
The revelation about the tapes also raises the prospect that the CIA withheld information from the commission investigating the September 11th attacks. They had formally requested evidence of interrogations from the CIA back in 2003 and 2004, but they were told all the materials had already been handed over.
Philip Zelikow, the former executive director of the September 11th Commission, talked to NPR this morning about whether the CIA should be prosecuted for obstruction of justice.
The executive branch and the Congress need to decide how much they care about this question and if they want to get to the bottom of it. It's pretty easy for people to dig up the relevant records and answer the questions that either officials of the executive branch or the Congress could pose. They want to find out exactly what material was requested, what answers were given, and circumstances under which this material was destroyed. They can get to the bottom of that.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has promised a full review of the case. And that's the BPP's big story. Now here's Laura Conaway with even more news.